Hey, is it past your bedtime? Yes, even adults need to have bedtimes.
This is the third and final part of our series on how evening routines can help you sleep better. Today, we're going to explore why it's important to have a bedtime, the science behind how bedtime consistency affects sleep, and tips for maintaining a consistent bedtime.
You know, an interesting little factoid that's not as well known is that before the Industrial Revolution, before we had artificial lighting, human beings primarily slept differently than we do now. Now we think of, I go to sleep at a certain time and then I'll sleep for 7 to 9 hours in one long phase and then I'll wake up. But
right.
We used to go to bed earlier after the sun went down and then wake up at some point in the middle of the night and then go into our second sleep, which they called the second sleep.
Uh-huh.
So it's called biphasic sleeping, where we actually slept in two different shifts and people would do various things, whether having conversations or getting work done or doing religious activities in the middle of the night.
Wow.
But it's interesting to know that the way that we sleep now is just kind of a recent phenomenon, and our whole biological systems have changed with the advent of artificial lighting. This has actually helped me because I wake up in the middle of the night for my son.
Uh-huh.
This has become so frequent. I've become accustomed to the fact that I'm going to wake up for a little bit in the middle of the night, so I might as well go to bed earlier so I can still get in that 7 to 9 hours consistently. And it actually works really well for me. And it's helped me release any judgments that I've had about the way that my sleep looks.
I'm waking up more in the night too, but that just might be because I'm in my 40s. But in any case, according to research, having a consistent bedtime can help improve your sleep. So the consistency, I hear what you're saying, right? It's like whatever your pattern is, if you've got a consistent one, that is what can be the main thing. So one study found that going to bed at the same time each night helped people fall asleep faster, and it reduced the average time that they fell asleep. Something called sleep latency, it reduced the time that they fell asleep from 45 minutes to just 9 minutes.
Yeah, that's a big difference when you're laying there.
For sure. I know it takes me a minute to fall asleep. So it's probably because I'm falling asleep at different times every night. Now, this might be a correlation, but researchers also found that Harvard undergrads who maintained the same bedtime each night had higher GPAs.
Hey, consistency is key, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's even better if you follow a routine each night, like we talked about in part one of this series. So according to bedtimes, what time should you go to bed? Find the time that you want to wake up every day, including on the weekends, and then just work your way backwards, because the National Sleep Foundation said that adults should average about 7 to 9 hours a night. And that really depends on you and what feels like an adequate amount of time for you. So you be the best judge of that. But once you settle on a bedtime, try sticking to it, because again, consistency is everything for your sleep quality.
I'm going to do my best to do this. It's summertime. The schedule has changed. And then thinking about trying to schedule this for the weekends too is really tricky, but it's definitely worth a shot. So for all of you listening, try to be consistent with bedtime. It's going to help you sleep better. But, and I stress, be easy on yourself. If you stray here and there, we're aiming for progress and not perfection.
Yeah. And I think the first step is just figuring out the best bedtime for you by noticing when you fall asleep currently. Like, does it allow you to get the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
And pay attention to what patterns you're currently following and then just work from there.
All right. Well, hope this is helpful. Wishing you a good night's sleep. Take care. Peace.
Good night.